Hey everybody, this is Catty. You're in the April Cafe, and April Cafe can only mean one thing. My co-favorite drummer, because I live with the drummer.
Course,
My
of course.
co-favorite drummer, Roger Taylor, is in the cafe.
Hello.
Ooh. Hi,
So
Roger.
it must be something special happening. It's
Well,
April. I'm in the cafe.
yeah.
It's
Is
my
it
birthday.
birthday month?
Yeah, birthday
Very
boy.
exciting. I think you get younger looking every year, Raj. I
Oh, I
have to
don't think
tell
so.
you.
I don't think so.
I do. I'm looking at you right now. And you know what? All of my girlfriends that follow Duran Duran because they know I work with you always say, that drummer is so good looking. Roger Taylor looks better than he did in the 80s. I swear to God. And I'm like,
Really?
I know he's my buddy. I swear. I'm not lying. You look very, I have no one else but me can see Rog right now, but he looks very summertime. You look very spring summer right now. So I like.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, flattery gets you everywhere, so I
Oh,
will
okay.
take that
So
as a great compliment. Thank you.
all right, so we finally have something to talk about in the cafe. Even though I love doing fan questions, I was able to come up with plenty of my own because we have Free to Love coming out on Thursday, this Thursday, April 23rd. Very exciting. New music from Duran Duran and Nile Rodgers. So my first question is, because you're the first band member in a cafe where I can talk about this. So you're setting the pace. How did Free to Love even come about? Like, when did the genesis of it hit?
In my recollection, it was when we were doing the Dance Macabre sessions. We did work some work with Niall,
Yeah.
and we did quite a few different jams. Niall did this. We did a jam with Niall, which kind of had this kind of African feel. Just the rhythm that he was playing kind of, gave us this African vibe. And Nick never kind of let go of it. He kept going back to that one particular jam and saying, that there's something in that riff that we can work with. So we went back in and we worked on it for a couple of days, put some bass and drums on. Simon came in and did this amazing melody over the top of it, and we suddenly saw a song shaping up that really had that Nile Rodgers chic vibe, but it was also very Duran, and it all come from the genius himself, Niall.
And when so the genesis was during the Dance Macabre sessions, but then you went into the studio to flesh it out like months later.
Exactly. Yeah. Just because Nick just wouldn't, he wouldn't let go of it. He just kept saying, "We've got to go back. We have to go back and work on that jam that we did with Niall." And he was right. There was something there, which was a great seed for something, and as you say, we fleshed it out. We developed the riff and turned it into something that's very special.
And
I
did
think.
Simon, it is. It's
Yeah,
cr did Simon
I think
have the
so.
lyric, or he didn't? He wrote it specifically for the song.
He wrote it specifically for the song. As usual, Simon comes in and he will just thrash out a melody and phrasing, and he came up, with the final melody, then kind of filled in the lyrics afterwards. We got Rachel and Anna came in and did some great backing vocals, which I think really gave it the good time chic vibe, which kind of really took it to the final furlong, and we ended up something really good, I think.
So, how is it differently now that you're sort of like maybe an elder statesman of rock? You're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. People refer to Duran Duran as, a group that made them want to be musicians. So now you come into the studio with Niall as who you are today, and he was always your idol growing up, or at least Chic was. How is it different than when you worked together on the Reflex, which I believe, in fact, wait, let me just check my calendar, Raj. I believe that the Reflex was released in the United States this very day in 1980. Would it be 84, 83? 84. I think it was
84,
84.
I would say, yeah.
Yeah. So how is it different?
Don't think it's any different. I don't think any of the dynamic has really changed in 40 years. Niall is still, for us, the master. And it's
Yeah.
always an exciting day when Niall's coming in. Because Niall, he has a particular energy which is very unique
Yeah.
to Niall, and he will come in and he will just have this incredible energy that nobody else has, and it doesn't matter if he kind of just flown in to London via Tokyo, and he's probably had only he's had 3 hours sleep, and he will turn up at the studio, and the energy is just infectious. And he likes to work quickly. He says, we've got to get this done now. We're not going to be, this is not, a, we're not going to be working on it in this it, in a week's time. We've got to do it now. And that's how he lives. He lives in the moment. He lives in that creative moment, which is all about now. Which is great when you've been doing it for 40 years. You can get into a little bit of navel gazing, and things can take a long time, as. But Niall is just a spark, and he works so quickly, and he's so full of his ideas. I mean, he's got the energy of an 18-year-old, I think, which is wonderful.
He does. He's very enthusiastic, and he definitely brings something to the table that's unique. I just wondered if after all these years of working together, there's more of, I guess there probably is an equality between you guys, but I'm gonna imagine in my own head that there's still a little reverential from the four of you, like, whoa, we get to work with Nile Rodgers.
I mean, he's still the boss, and I think the hierarchy is definitely still in place. That when Noel Rogers walks in the room, it's kind of like we stand to attention, and that the master has come into work. And I guess if you went back to your school and your headmaster walked in, you'd still have this kind of reverential thing. And it's like that with Noel. We learned so much from Niall, and he really was our teacher in the early days, and we still have that respect now for him.
I love that. I really do. That's
I
so nice. It's nice to
think
hear.
others would say the same. I think everybody would say that.
I agree. I do. I really do. And so now you've made a video, which you guys don't, you know. I'm trying to think, was the last video anniversary? Like the last video shoot you did? Because you did Evil Woman, that was live, and Dance Macabre was the little puppets.
That's right.
Oh no, Black Moonlight. What? Oh, Black Moonlight was
Oh, yes,
after.
of course.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I
we did
forgot
Black
that.
Moonlight,
Yep,
which is a
I had to
real
go. That was a real
video,
video.
almost also with Jonas.
Yes. So what was what's this video like for you? How many days did you shoot it over?
It was all done in a day.
Oh my, really?
Yeah, yeah,
Wow.
yeah, yeah. We showed up in the morning, and it was all done by the evening.
Oh gosh. And it's we've played teasers on social media. And is it meant to look just like Top of the Pops? Because it does.
Well, yeah, the idea was for it to look somewhere between Soul Train and Top of the Pops, these amazing shows that we used to have that no longer exist. You know, Top
I
of the
know.
Pops was, and Soul Train, as you know, was a massive show. I mean, I think between 15 and 20 million people used to sit down and watch Top of the Pops every week. And if you were on there, you'd made it. You only had to be on there once, and you were like, you were a legend. It was so big. And I think we've lost that focus, haven't we now? We don't have these kind of individual shows that are real weekly events
No.
where people sit down and take notice. So we wanted to go back and kind of recreate that vibe and bring it back again.
That's so cool. I only saw the video once, but that's exactly the vibe I got off of it.
And have an
And
audience. We haven't done a video with an audience for a while. And of course, with Soul Train and Top of the Pops, it was all about the audience and the dancers and the people that just used to show up and, whatever was on, they would just start dancing. So it's very much about the audience participation as well.
I
But it was
find
fun.
that on.
It's a fun video.
Yes, it is a fun video. But I also find that I'm at this age now. I remember like 10 or 15 years ago talking to John about nostalgia, and I wasn't at that age yet. And now I am that age of nostalgia. And you're right, there's no event television anymore. There's nothing that gathers like a whole family in front of the TV set.
No.
Like, it's
Exactly.
those days are over. So, are you looking forward to playing the song live? Have you guys rehearsed the song live yet, or not yet?
Not yet. We're about to start doing that. We go to LA on, I'm going on Sunday, and then we start rehearsing on Tuesday, and we've got a couple of days, so we'll spend a couple of days learning it. Which is always fun because you kind of chuck all this stuff on in the studio. As you know, the canvas is so big now with the recording. You can put all these loops and claps and drum breaks and drum performances and bass synths and whatever. So then when you come and try and recreate that live, it can be a challenge. So we'll probably have to simplify it somewhat and kind of morph it into the way we would play something live. So that'll be interesting.
That's great. That's exciting. Are you excited for Hyde Park?
Very excited. Very, very excited. I mean, the last time was incredible. Of course, we were just coming out of COVID, so everybody wanted to go out to a gig. And you probably know that I had COVID just before that show,
I do remember.
2 days before. And I've not really had COVID, seriously. And 2 days before that show, I tested positive. I'd just been to Madrid and I got in the lift with about six people. And it was a very tight lift or elevator, as you guys would say. And somebody was coughing in there, and I thought, oh, shit, oh no, I hope I don't catch anything. And I woke up the next morning, and my throat was on fire, and I was sweating. I had a real temperature, so I ran down to the drugstore, and I got a test. Oh no, positive, and we have Hyde Park coming up in 2 days, and it had already been cancelled twice.
Yep, I
That show
remember.
because of COVID again, and I thought we can't cancel it again. I can't, everybody was so excited about it. We'd sold a lot of tickets, so I got back to London the day before. My wife Gisela, God bless her, just filled with me with medication. It started to feel a little bit better. So come show day, I was good to go. I didn't feel great, but I was going to get through the show whatever it took. But of course,
I
no,
remember.
because in those days, if you had COVID, nobody wanted to be near you.
Yeah, it was so
So I had to
different
get
then. Yeah.
I had my own car. Nobody would come in the car with me. I came up to do the show. I went on, did the show, and I came back, and probably the biggest show that I've ever done in London. And I have to get straight in the car. Nobody would ride in the car with me. Not even my family would ride in the car with me because I had COVID. So I ended up sitting in my kitchen having a cup of tea about an hour after the show. And said, what happened? Oh, we just played my part. Yeah, great.
I remember you telling me though that you had a fever, I
I
believe,
did,
still
yes.
when you play it. And I remember you telling me that was really not necessarily distracting, but like a bummer that you really felt that fever when
Yeah,
leading up to that show.
but I
I don't
got
know.
through it. I got through it, and I thought, you know what? If I can get through this as a musician and as a performer, I can get through anything. That was the positive that I took from it. And I thought, you know, sometimes it's work, and you just got to get through these things, and you're gonna. I miss the after show party and all the people that came to see us afterwards, but I thought, you know, sometimes it's work and you just got to get through it. So
You
this
get
time,
you're gonna
touch
rage.
wood, I'm going to really try and enjoy it and feel good and absorb the whole thing and really enjoy it.
That's great. And all your kids will be there, hopefully. And
Yeah, yeah,
Julian will
yeah.
be old enough now, like a different age now, for to enjoy it than
Yeah,
he was
yeah.
last time. So look at it that way.
Yeah.
Did you ever go to any Hyde Park shows as a kid? Was that did w I don't know if BST existed, but were there lots of shows?
It didn't really exist in those days, actually. And
Yeah.
big outdoor festivals were not really big when I was growing up. It was all about indoor shows and the punk shows, which were usually indoor shows. So we. Yeah, there weren't many festivals or outdoor gigs in those days. You'd have Reading Festival, you'd have the Isle of Wight, you had Glastonbury, which was pretty well like a hippie festival at that point. So no, I never went to any really as a kid.
Oh my gosh. Wow. You're becoming Duran Duran are such a like a part of people's fabric now, like it was the first show or the first show I took my kid to or my whole family. It's very nice. You guys, very nice. When I first started working for you guys, I just realized it was, wait a minute, hold on. 30 years ago. Holy shit, stones. 30 years ago. I don't know that I ever thought. Well, I don't think I thought we'd still be doing these cafes. That's for sure.
It's interesting what you say about becoming the fabric. It's quite interesting when you go into a supermarket and you're kind of picking up your frozen peas, and then quite often a Duran Duran song will come on the system. And it happens whether it's here in America or Europe or here. I tend to find when I go out, I just hear the songs in so many different places that it has almost become, some of the songs have become the fabric of society, definitely.
Is that weird for you? Because that happens a lot in my
Please, I kind of look around the
supermarket.
supermarket, like with my bag of frozen peas, thinking, is anybody, do they know it's me? But usually they don't. They just carry on with their shopping.
So when my kids were younger, I don't do it as much now because they would kill me. When you guys would come on, if we were in the supermarket, I'd like scream dance party, and like me and the kids would start dancing in the aisle. I could never get away with that today. They would kill me. But
But
hopefully
it's
that's a
definitely
good
happening more and more. I've noticed that it's happening more and more.
I
But I
love
think
that
John said
challenge.
something quite interesting recently. I think he said that now the songs own us. I think they've got a life of their own, and now they kind of they're That belong to society, and we're no longer the custodians, but we don't really own those songs anymore because they're just out there, which is great, which is fantastic, and hopefully they'll be out there for the next few 100 years.
And darn it, they still sound good, let me tell
Oh,
you. So I'm going to be in Los Angeles too, which I think you know. I
great.
hope you and Tan can take like a little swim together. I know you both like the pool
Oh,
and the
yeah.
heat. And Beach Life Festival is going to be on the beach, which is I think one of your favorite places to be. Are you looking forward to playing that show? Do you know anything about it? It's like legitimately on the beach.
I heard that. I heard that. Yeah, well, you know what? I really love playing outdoors. I don't, I think because I'm naturally an outdoor person, if the
Yes.
show is outdoors, I love it. I absolutely. There's one coming up outdoors. I really look forward to it because I love the outdoors, and there's always a different vibe. And I think it gives a certain, I don't know what it is, it gives a sense of togetherness for the audience somehow, the outdoor shows and the elements. So being on the beach is going to be even more special. That's going to be
Yeah.
quite something.
Something. Yeah. Unbelievable. I'm
Not
really
just
looking
outdoors, but on the beach will be
on the
spectacular.
beach. Smell. Do you remember? I don't know if you ever played Jones Beach. Did you? I don't think
Yeah, we
Duran Duran.
did actually. Yeah.
Oh, you did.
We did that a few times.
I mean, you're surrounded by water on like,
I love that. I love
three
water
sides.
too. So I love water. So yeah, I
Yeah.
remember that one. I think we did that a couple of times on the in the reunion days, I think.
Oh, I love that venue. I don't know what happened to it. That was my venue growing up. I
Yeah, I
think
love that.
I don't know. I will have to get you guys back there. And then you have four shows in Vegas. It's like
We do.
a mini residency. It's like a medicacy. A
Oh,
minicacy. I don't know. I'm making up a word. At the Fountain Blue. I know that is not outdoors, but that's pretty cool doing four dates in Vegas.
yes.
Yeah,
But it's a really
awesome.
beautiful, it's a beautiful theatre, and obviously it's quite an intimate show. I also love playing theatres, by the way. That's another one of my favourite things is theatres. I do actually prefer them to arenas. I love the intimacy with the audience, and you
Yeah.
always find that the somehow the on-stage sound is better. You can actually feel the ambience of the room, whereas the arenas and the bigger shows, when you play, it can kind of get lost in the room a little bit. So I do love playing theatres, and that is a really beautiful theatre.
I'm excited for you. Hey, did you say you were flying on Sunday?
I am, yes.
So is that how you're spending your birthday? In an
It is.
aeroplane?
It is, yeah.
All right, but you wake up at home, so that's nice. So you get to get your like birthday hugs
Exactly,
and kisses.
yeah.
And then okay, so something, at least something. So are
Yeah,
you going
I mean,
to
I couldn't really
celebrate?
push it back any further because we start on Tuesday, so Monday is too close, really, to get
Yeah,
over
yeah, yeah.
the jet lag and whatever. So I wanted to spend as much time at home for my birthday period as I could.
Yeah.
So then it turned out that I was flying on my birthday. But of
Mm,
course,
but
if you're in a band, birthdays don't mean anything.
well.
You can be on tour, you can be on a flight, you can be whatever.
That's true.
It doesn't mean anything.
Well, it means something to me and everybody listening. So I think you should have a birthday weekend. You should start
Yeah,
celebrating
I
on
mean, as far as
Friday.
scheduling, of course,
Yeah.
it means a lot to
Yeah.
everybody. I think, as far as scheduling, you can't work around birthdays. You have to power through them.
Yeah. Yep, that's true. And I don't care for my personally, I don't really feel the need to celebrate my birthday anymore. I don't know about you. I mean, I love being with my family, but otherwise, it could just be the next day already.
I'm with you on that.
Well, Raj, on behalf of the entire VIP community, I want
Thank
to
you.
wish you a very, very happy birthday. I'm not
Thank
joking. You
you.
look better. You really do look better every year, and I'm not blowing smoke up your butt
Thank
because
you. And I
I
do
don't.
have to apologize for my husky voice because I'm suffering from pollen allergy. So if I've got a very husky sounding voice, that's what it is.
Well, when you did your Niall imitation, you actually kind of sounded like him because of your husky voice. So
Tell me
I
like who?
thought, Niall, when you
Oh,
did, when you
Niall. Yeah, he
imitated
does have a
speaking,
husky voice. Yeah, he does,
yeah,
doesn't he?
when
Yeah.
you imitated speaking like him, I was like, whoa, he sounds like
That
Niall
good
today.
impression. He's down there, isn't he? Yeah, he's down there
Yeah,
and yeah, in the
he
throat.
does. You got it, Raj. You got it.
So.
Well, I'm trying to think when we'll see you back in the cafe. I hear rumors that I know you have some European shows this summer, hearing rumors there might be a fall tour. I don't know if I actually don't know if they're true, but maybe they'll be true. So we'll probably, I think we speak to you again maybe in September. But anyway, all good things to you. Happy, happy birthday.
Thank you.
I look forward to seeing you. Tanner's really looking forward to seeing you. So, all good, my friend.
Thank
Have
you.
thank
And we're looking forward to seeing everybody that's coming to Vegas and, of course,
Yeah.
Beachlight.
Yep. Well, have a great birthday, and we'll speak with you soon.
Thank you.